Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Covered, or use the vernacular, we gotcha covered when it comes to what's going on in the world. This is how we move. We being Jennifer Horn, Molly Page, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden. Where are you going, McFadden? You going
to New Orleans, Jazzville.
Okay, so this story about the Boko Haram, which most people confuse or they chuckle, oh, just like Procol, or you mean just like Procol Harum, Boko Haram?
Yeah, not in any way.
No, this is a dangerous bunch of murdering, cutthroat thieves who are stealing people's lives by the hundreds every day. But to turn it around, there were a number of younger women, girls who were rescued yesterday by the Nigerian military. What's the story with that, Molly?
Yeah, the Nigerian army says it's rescued 200 girls, 93 women from a Boko Haram camp, at least three major terror camps they said they destroyed. And it was initially thought that the missing Chibok schoolgirls, whom Boko Haram abducted back in April of 2014, you may remember the Bring Back Our Girls campaign that we don't hear about anymore. Well, they thought some of these girls were those girls. They're not. Completely different 200 group of girls that Boko Haram had kidnapped. So those girls, the Bring Back Our Girls, those schoolgirls still missing. But at least they got these 293 women. And this is what Boko Haram does. They go into villages and camps and schools. They don't believe girls should be in school. And so they kidnap them, boys too, and they're never heard from again.
I've heard that they have married them, or they kill them, or in some cases, and now you've seen ISIS releasing videos about this, they start training these girls, which is creepy.
Well, the whole thing is creepy. And not, it's so awry from what our norm is, from what our values are, from what our mores and standards are. It's hard to, it just, what is that line? It does not equate, or it doesn't, what's that line from the movie? It doesn't compute. It doesn't. In our brain, this kind of stuff just doesn't compute, that there are human beings who are of the same species as we are, who will do what Boko Haram does, what the ISIS people do. It just seems so subhuman, hard for us to imagine. But yet there are things that are, you know, just, we don't always think. We think everybody ought to think like we do. And they just don't. And not all of us think the same way. To wit, yesterday, a lot of conversation about the same-sex marriage issue before the Supreme Court and whether Justice Kennedy tipped his hand or he didn't and what his vote could do and which way is it going to go. One of the things that hasn't been discussed from yesterday is the question put in front of the Supreme Court about the Oklahoma death row inmates who have petitioned the Supreme Court to outlaw a sedative used in the lethal injections that they say fails to prevent a painful death. So along with the same-sex ruling, this one will come in June, and it could force some of the states in our country to either find new execution drugs or change the way they kill prisoners. Firing squad, hang them high.
That's what I say. Firing
squad.
Feed
them to the lions.
I'm with you.
Yeah,
feed them to the lions.
I don't know about that.
Is on death row?
Where?
Oh, yeah. Put them up in front of a firing squad.
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
Well, it doesn't 100%. Hurt. I mean, how does that
hurt? It doesn't
hurt.
How
cheaper.
Do we know that nobody's come back to tell us whether it hurts? No.
They can't get the lethal injection, though. I mean, they can't get it right. It takes an hour and a half to get, to, you know, if that. Takes a whole day. Takes 8 hours.
To do what?
To kill somebody with a lethal injection. With the firing squad, you walk out. I would say it's more humane. You walk out and whammo.
I'm anti-death row anyway. I think it's a waste of money.
I'm anti it most of the time, but once in a while. Yeah. It's just vengeance. It has nothing to do with deterrence. It's just vengeance. If you kill somebody because they did some heinous thing, it's
and
because the society believes that they ought to get at that.
Like Tsarnaev. That guy should sit in jail and have to withstand every single day of abuse, whether it's a week or 20 years.
Yeah.
He will get abused to no worse than death.
Yeah.
in that prison in Massachusetts. So
it costs everybody more money to put somebody to death.
Yes, it does.
Which is
money.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's what Jennifer's saying.
Appeals.
Yeah. A bullet costs a buck.
It takes 10 cents.
I can walk down to the Walmart.
But it's getting to the bullet.
Drugs.
It takes 20 years sometimes to get through the appeals.
The legal system.
And nine times out of 10 costs $1 million or more.
And now with the new information about hair follicles and the evidence that has been used to put some people to death, it turns out was false. It's hard to say. Certainly in the Tsarnaev case, we know he's guilty, but there are some people who were put to death that we don't know whether they were.
But there are also some that should just go. I know. I mean, here's, and Molly, I don't think you know my story. I've told the boys here, but one of my very good friends in life, her grandparents were killed by the night stalker, Richard Ramirez. And Richard Ramirez raped her grandmother before he killed her and gouged both of their eyeballs out and ate them. And it's not pretty. And they know that he did it. He admitted to it. And he sat on death row. Now, he died of natural causes. But I had always taken the position that you did. We really shouldn't kill these guys. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make us any better.
Well, not out of sympathy.
But after talking to her, she said that this would give her and her family closure because she would have been apart had he made it that long to see him put to death. And she said for her, it's closure. And so I would honor the victims of people like Richard Ramirez by keeping the death penalty in place, even if it is more expensive or even though it shouldn't be.
You know, for the first time in a long time, that upset my... Just hearing that upset... No, that's okay, kid.
They weren't real happy about it either.
No.
You know what's funny, though,
just
Jen,
thinking about what appeals or doesn't appeal to my sensitivities or to other people. And I will tell you what went right to my head. This is as graphic as you can get. Remember a year ago,
when
next
Charlotte
week,
lost her eyes.
Charlotte got run over in the barnyard, and she lost her eyeballs. And I'm looking at her eyeballs. And that's all I could think of when you just said what you did.
Sorry,
about the eye.
No, I hate to bring up bad memories.
But as long as you were telling the story, the tuna fish guy, what happened to
this guy?
Clicking off by the thousands right now.
The tuna fish story is quite unbelievable. Was it Bumblebee, Molly, or was it no?
Yeah,
ask any mermaid you happen to see. What's the best tuna chicken of the sea if it's got a guy in it?
Yeah, this guy. This is actually a local story for me. It's been all over the place.
It's got a guy in it.
It's got a guy in it. They're actually at the Bumblebee Tuna Plant. Some guy, poor Joe.
Everything about this is so wrong.
Went in to clean the oven, which, first of all, that's a job you probably don't want, kiddies. I'm going
to
just say
clean the tuna fish oven?
You don't want to clean the tuna fish oven. I mean, I see this poor guy rolling in there with his little yellow mop, you know, whistling as he goes. Mm. Well, then some other employees said, well, where's Joe? Oh, Joe's cleaning. Must be time to cook some tuna fish. So they shoveled in 12,500 pounds of tuna fish on top of Joe.
This is going to get graphic.
Then turned on the oven.
The eyeballs.
Let's just say Joe never made it out, and now these two people have been arrested for recklessness.
Did they do it on purpose?
That's what Molly and I were talking about. Maybe they did. I mean, you can't say that they did. We don't know what was in their head, but it sure seems weird. Don't you think that's the first thing you check? Hey, anybody in there?
Right.
You know,
I'm cooking pies in the oven, I always look in the oven to make sure there's nobody in there.
This is a giant,
it's like a giant walk-in oven.
It goes to 250 degrees.
The story says, here it is. I'm reading it on the Telegraph in the UK. Okay. Right. That's how big the story got. Staff began searching for Mr. Molina after realizing he was missing, but his car was still in the car park.
Whoa.
According to the investigation.
How do you call his family?
Sorry, we cooked your dad in
Here's
the tuna
his remains,
fish oven.
And they sent you a case of tuna fish.
Employees had
free
to wait,
tuna for life.
The employees had to wait 30 minutes for the oven to cool down before searching for him inside.
Oh my God. Jennifer. I shouldn't laugh. This is horrible.
No, but just the way. Okay, so it was much better. That actually ended up better than the eyeball story.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Jeff Weinstein started The Counter, a custom-made burger joint with three simple goals.
To earn a good income.
To serve customers great food at a good price.
To have a place to take his wife for dinner.
Customers flocked to his place. He started franchising. Now he's in over 35 locations, and that created a problem.
He struggled with work-life balance. Then he got a big idea. He used his strengths to custom build his life.
Now he flows like soda between his personal and professional worlds.
At home, he often gets ideas for work and vice versa. He pays attention to all the important people and priorities in his life all the time.
Use your strengths to build a life on your own terms. That's big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6 second review starts now.
It's fast, it's furious, it's totally bonkers, so buckle up because Furious 7 is a hell of a ride. I'm in.
6 second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Did you catch your little kid playing doctor? Well, it's inevitable. Kids are going to play doctor. And actually, you should expect it. Here's the developmental science of it. Assuming your children are young, there's very little to worry about. If they're being playful and giggly, that's a good sign. It's a natural curiosity about bodies. And remember, at a young age, they neither can spell sexual harassment nor have a clue what it is. So what's the cheap psychological trick? Well, use this playing doctor business to your advantage. When you catch them playing doctor, that's a great time to do some explaining about the human body. And don't forget to explain that private areas are called private for a reason. It's because they're private. And when they play doctor again, just calmly tell them to dress and then redirect them to some other game. You know, you can check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
She played in 5 Olympic Games, winning 4 gold medals for the U.S. women's basketball team. In 2000, Sports Illustrated named her the 22nd best female athlete of the century.
Here's the buzzer. It's official. The United States has the best women's basketball team in the world.
So where is Teresa Edwards now? Teresa covered the 2008 Summer Olympics for NBC as a basketball analyst. She was the director of player personnel for the Tulsa Shock in 2011 when head coach Nolan Richardson resigned, forcing Teresa to take over as interim coach. That same year, she was inducted into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame.
I never knew I could be here, let alone dreamt of standing here, so I thank you very much tonight for this opportunity.
An honor well-deserved for Teresa Edwards. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6 second review starts now.
It's fast, it's furious, it's totally bonkers, so buckle up because Furious 7 is a hell of a ride. I'm in.
6 second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.
Chen Jen, as the television report, all the new summer reality shows are being announced. In fact, I noticed also that, Under the Dome is being hyped now.
Yeah, Under the Dome will be back at CBS. That's a good summer show for them, actually. I think this is the third summer in a row it's coming back. My favorite is Rookie Blue on ABC.
That's a good show.
I actually get excited. You know, towards the end of this season, you start to go, oh, Gotham's coming to an end. Oh, Once Upon a Time, Nashville. Oh, it's all coming to an end. But then you think, Rookie Blue's coming.
Are you watching American Odyssey yet?
No, I am not.
By the way, what's going on? Wasn't there something big that happened on Dancing with the Stars this week?
Yeah, like
the
good
10th anniversary.
The girl, it was a 10th anniversary show, but spoiler alert, if you haven't watched it, turn down your radio. Willow Shields, who is the youngest performer ever on Dancing with the Stars and who had gotten like 10s, she was doing so well, got sent home.
Wow.
That was a big one. I know. Really? Everybody was very up in arms about that. All right, reality shows this summer. NBC is going to continue their work with Bear Grylls, who has the best name ever, and has ordered 6 episodes of Island.
Does he cook tuna fish on his grill?
I don't know. He probably does. Mm. It's a survival show that puts 14 men, no women, Dougie, on a deserted island with limited tools, no amenities, and here's the twist, no eliminations, no winners or prizes. It's Survivor, but no competition. It's 14 guys on an island trying to make it to the next day, and that starts Monday, May 25th on NBC. Mm. Sounds like this could be a good place for Molly and I to go to meet some men. They're going to be desperate after a few days on the island. Let's just hover in. You want to, Molly? Come on.
I'm in. Yep.
Lots of cash going around on CBS's new series called The Briefcase. This one I'm pretty excited about. It's a series that explores greed and generosity by handing a financially struggling family a briefcase filled with $101,000, and they're shown an equally impoverished family, and they have about 72 hours to decide how to share the money together.
51 after on Good Day.